Oh yeah, I try to watch something on a network, you know, like a series or something like that, and I turn on my I got the Google TV is my preferred interface, if you will. There's Roku, there's Alexa or Amazon, and then there's Google and Apple TV, you know, there's whatever platform you use to get your streaming. I settled on Google for all my stuff. I prefer it to the others, and I wanted the same thing on, I got three TVs in the house, and I wanted them all identical. Not so much for me, but Andrea, it makes it easier for her. She just has to learn one remote, one menu system and all that. Doesn't matter what TV she goes to, she knows how to work it. So that's been a pretty good policy for me, and I like their system pretty much better than any of the others. Amazon's had too much of their crap embedded in it. It was really tough to, not see all the crap they were just shoving down your throat all the time. So I never played much with Roku. I looked at it a couple places. Looks okay. And of course, I'm not an Apple guy, so Apple TV is not really the wise choice. So Google it was. But anyhow, yeah, I get on there to stream something, and go to one of the networks, Paramount or YouTube TV, which is a different service altogether. YouTube TV is like they sell you a bunch of channels, all the traditional channels that you're used to with cable, and for a sizable fee. And but I get stuck on regular YouTube watching videos there, and then I'll look up and I've burnt an hour, sometimes two, and it's like, and I never even got to what I went to the TV for in the first place.